Я даже выразить не могу. И злость.
I cannot express it, she says. Feelings of anger, feelings of hatred, feelings of deep contempt for the Russian soldiers who brought death to her hometown. A former kindergarten teacher, Nina Yarmakova, lost her lifelong home in the invasion. Sheltering in a children's summer school in Irpin, she now listens for any news of the war.
Russians with their boots trampled on all our happiness, people's lives, people's hope, everything. They trampled everything in 1 minute.
A passport and some medicine. Precious few necessities, all she was able to take. Her house now a crime scene. All that she had in this world, bombed to rubble. In the winter, her room was the warmest. That's why she chose it. A lifetime of memories, a lifetime of belongings. She doesn't want any of it back. Send it to the Russians, she says, so it may weigh on their conscience.
Our people are dead, crushed with tanks. How can we ever forgive them for it? Never, no one, not for 100 years.
What was left standing in this city is being fixed. One man said all he wants is to make repairs so life can return to normal. But what was broken in a matter of months, in some cases mere hours, will take years to rebuild.
It's difficult to find a street in Irpin that hasn't been hit by gunfire or tank shells or mortar rounds. And so many absolutely devastated buildings are now a grim reminder that the Russians were here.
Not even houses of worship were spared, and even the most civilian of spaces became targets in this war.
My heart is drenched in blood and tears. That is all I have in my soul.
It was artillery, maybe. Windows were hit and roads were hit. The roof of the kindergarten was burned. My son's class was in that building. The kindergarten doesn't exist now. Why should I be happy? Why did this happen? It's sad. A lot of people who I know were killed.
Even now, as the war moves away from towns around Kyiv, as life begins to return to a new kind of normal, Ukrainians piecing their lives back together say they never thought Russia would actually invade. They still can't believe it happened, and they still don't understand why. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Irpin.